time for a morning show haiku. To get us centered for the day.
Okay,
we never do this.
I'm feeling good. I like this.
Okay. Oh, Brooke's like in like meditation.
Right, go ahead. Close your eyes.
Oh, okay. Close
Listen.
My eyes.
Okay. I like kittens. Oh. Yeah. Oh. They are really fluffy. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Kittens make me late. Yeah.
Oh, no!
Oh, you heard it.
Oh,
blame it on the kittens. Darn you, Mrs. Cuddlepants, we're late! And we gotta do WCII. Which clip is it?
Oh, I was so zen.
I was like at peace.
Yeah, two zen. Viral sound bites.
Oh,
only
wow.
time to play one of them, so let's just get to your choices. Your first option. You denied her last week, so she's the underdog heading into this. It's a 29-second clip of the creepiest laughing baby doll ever made from a 1980s TV commercial. She's begging you to hear the sound of her chuckle.
I bet she is evil.
Or option two, you've heard Never Gonna Give You Up in a classic Rickroll before.
Of course.
But how about a J-pop band doing a Japanese-style Rickroll?
Oh.
I bet that's a sentence you never thought you'd hear.
Oh, I kind of like it.
I do too.
Time to treat your ears. What's it going to be? Giggle Fit or Asian Rick? Alexis.
I'm going for the underdog. I'm going for Giggle Fit.
All right. That's one for giggles. Brooke?
I need some happiness in my life because you really threw me for a loop here.
Yeah.
I'm going giggles.
All right. No, I wanted to Rickroll everyone.
It's too late. Let's hear the sound of the creepiest laughing baby doll ever made from a 1980s TV commercial.
Listen to Remco's baby laugh a lot. You're listening to Baby Laugh-A-Lot. She's the funniest doll you've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Just push the button, and she starts to giggle. Get Baby Laugh-A-Lot.
Oh, my God.
I don't like that.
Did anyone else picture Baby Laugh-A-Lot with a knife to that guy's back just to make sure he said that?
Nightmares are real with which clip is that?
So scary.
Wow, are
I'm
you okay?
Jeff Gigglebox
okay.
DeBoe.
No. Take a deep breath, buddy.
All right, let's just get into the shot caller question of the day. We got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while you sing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke, you're drawing a name out because you had the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
I got Jose, Mr. Meow Meow, Bolaño.
No.
All right, Mr. Meow Meow, you put on that shock collar.
I was going to be giggle fit.
While that happens, Digital Jake, go ahead. Read us the shock collar question of the day.
When do you know when your relationship is getting serious?
Aw.
I don't know, Jake. I don't have any.
I know for Alexis, it's the moment after he faxes over his last 4 months of pay stubs.
Yes,
obviously. For others, it's not so simple. A new poll found it takes an average of 2 years of dating before you know you want to be with someone long term. Couples were asked to name the moment they realized things started to get serious, and I need you to tell me the top four answers in no particular order. And since we're all friends with benefits here,
hey, all right.
I'll give you a golden guess. Tell me something you think is on the list, and I'll tell you if you're correct. And then I'll give you a hint, too. Saying I love you and moving in together did not make the top four, so keep that in mind for your golden guess.
You know, I guess my first instinct, when she meets my parents.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think absolutely.
That's on the list.
I mean,
for sure.
I think for normal people, I used to introduce everyone to my parents, and my mom finally said, you know, Brooke, you don't have to bring them all home. I don't need to meet them all.
Okay, so there was a guess. I have to guess something. What do we think?
I think this was really important. If you want to get it right, you go with spicing things up romantically by dressing up like a cowgirl. That's how you know things are starting to get pretty serious.
I was going to say something to do with money. But
bringing money into the bedroom, too. Like making love on a bed of cash. That's how you know. Dang.
I'm like,
they're really into me.
You want to get really dirty?
Yeah.
Money. Yeah. All right, no, I'm going to say when you know each other's income. Yeah.
Knowing each other's income is not on the list, so I still need four answers from you.
But that is super personal. Yeah. I don't know if I've told a couple people. I mean,
what about this is a big moment where you delete all your other dating apps?
Or the other numbers.
But isn't that just
two years in, though? That's kind of long to have.
I feel like I'm finally going to have my side piece. I'm going to delete now.
I mean, I hope you do that when you have, like, the relationship-defining talk, right? Like, when you establish your girlfriend and boyfriend.
Well, that
I mean,
would
that's
be
when you know you're serious, yeah. I guess, is when you decide to only date each other.
That's true. Mm-hmm. What about, I was going to say, not moving in, but just giving them a key to your place.
But
they're not in there yet.
Yeah. No, you're right. I like that.
Let's get the question one more time.
Ooh, a new poll says it takes about 2 years of dating before the average person can know whether or not they want to get serious with their partner. I asked you to name the top four moments when they started to realize that their relationship might be the real deal. And since I'm a generous partner, I'll give you a lifeline.
Tell me
a number between 1 and 4, and I'll tell you what's behind it.
Give me 4, man. I'm struggling.
Number 4 is visiting them at work.
Oh.
I would not have thought of that.
Okay, what about going to the bathroom with the door open? I mean, you know that you're in a serious relationship if you just leave the door open.
I feel like that's when you know things are going downhill in a relationship.
I mean, you got to think these are things that are vulnerable, right?
But like, this is when you're starting to get serious. I feel like when you're starting to get serious, you're not ready to let them see.
That's true.
You're introducing.
Good point,
Brooke.
You're still trying to impress him. Why don't we just go simple, though? Like, why don't you just say calling each other girlfriend and boyfriend? Or boyfriend and boyfriend,
so
or girlfriend and girlfriend, whatever.
Like, when you actually commit.
Or you announce it on social media.
Oh,
you post a picture. You post a picture together.
That's pretty serious.
All three of those are good. I have to choose one.
I got another one.
When you got pregnant?
No.
You're like, uh-oh. Now this is getting serious.
What about spending holidays together?
That's the same as meeting the family, though. It's in the same vein.
You don't want to meet the family at the same time you're doing the first Thanksgiving.
But I think if I had to choose one or the other, I don't think they're both on the list.
You don't think so?
I just think meeting the parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you my answer. Is it time?
Let's do it. Give your... Three answers.
Meeting the parents, getting a key to their place.
Oh, you're gonna go with that.
Posting your relationship status.
Okay.
And visiting at work.
Okay. I asked you to tell me the top four responses, according to a new poll, of moments that people realize that their relationship might be getting serious. I already told you that visiting them at work was number 4 on the list. The rest of the list is... Number 3, meeting your friend's parents or a family member.
Oh,
all right. Okay.
Now that's only 3.
Number 2 on the list, deleting dating apps like Tinder or Hinge from your phone.
We were just thinking 2 years in. That shouldn't be a good idea.
We shouldn't. Yeah, that was bad.
And number 1 was buying an engagement ring. I would hope that's serious.
Yeah.
Buying an engagement ring and deleting the apps feel like it's happening at the same time?
Who spends like thousands of dollars and looks down and goes, whoa, things are getting kind of heated.
Well, I guess I better delete Tinder.
Maybe we should have a talk.
Did not get it right. And so, Jose, you're going to get shocked, and somebody wanted to hear My Ex's Best Friend by Machine Gun Kelly.
I swear to God, I never fall in love. Then you showed up, and I can't get enough of it.
I had enough.
Yeah.
There it is. Shock collar question of the day. Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.